Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're mostly going to be talking about Tesla stock. I've gotten a few questions over the last couple of weeks as Tesla has dipped a little bit here, so I want to address that. We also have a new interview on CNBC with Cathy Wood of ARK Invest, new interview from Sandy Monroe, an interesting note on the Apple Car there, and then a sighting of the redesigned Model S. Alright, so Tesla stock today shaking off a slow start. The low for the day was actually $762 per share, but Tesla ended up closing up 0.2% to $798.15. That did compare to the NASDAQ, which was down 0.6%. So I've already been getting these questions, but of course with that big drop this morning, the questions again start to come in of, oh my gosh, why is Tesla down? Why are we down 15% from the high of last month? Why does Tesla just keep falling every single day? Of course, the rebound today helped swiftly reduce some of that anxiety, but the questions are still out there. When I see a lot of similar questions, it's best to just address those on the podcast, so I want to share my thoughts. The first of which is that this channel is not meant for financial advice. I talk about financial-related things, but I'm not out here trying to give advice about whether people should hold Tesla, buy Tesla, sell Tesla. There's no possible way I could ever answer that question for anybody because it's not a single question. If you sell Tesla, you're going to have cash. Do you want to hold cash? What are you going to do with that cash? Do you want to make a different investment? Is the risk-adjusted return on that investment better for you than Tesla or than cash? It's just a series of sort of never-ending questions that people have to answer for themselves. I want to help people think about how to approach those questions, but I'm not here to answer them. So that being said, how I think about Tesla's day-to-day price movements, certainly some days there are things that we can point to and we can say, okay, Tesla just released earnings, the earnings were a miss, and the stock fell because of that. That's pretty clear. But sometimes you're just going to have these 3, 4%, maybe even more than that, drops that aren't really explainable by the day's news. It's important to understand that that happens. Regardless of what's going on with the company, the fundamental basis of the company, things like that are going to happen. There's going to be periods of time, whether those periods are days, weeks, months, or even years, where the stock price doesn't reflect what's happening for the company on a fundamental basis. Long-term investors have lived through this. Tesla traded sideways from, let's say, 2013 to 2019. 6 years. If you zoom out on the stock price today, that period of time looks like a straight line. It looks like the most boring investment ever, but it wasn't. Tesla at that time was extremely volatile. We had sharp increases, sharp decreases. For example, back in 2013, just a few months after I had gotten into the stock, Tesla started September 2013 at $38.67 per share. These are split adjusted prices here. A couple months later, November 1st, 2013, Tesla had fallen to $25.50 per share. It lost over a third of its value in 2 months. But fast forward two more months and, oh, January 1st, 2014, it's right back at $36 per share. That's extremely volatile, definitely more volatility than we're seeing with Tesla today. And if you're not prepared for something like that, it can be easy to get scared out. This volatility continued, and in early 2018, an analyst even asked Elon Musk on one of the earnings calls about Tesla's volatility, and if there was any way Tesla could help reduce that volatility to try to give investors a little bit more confidence. What followed was one of my favorite responses ever from Elon. He said, quote, "This is an old maxim of investing. You should not be focused on short-term things, you should be focused on long-term things. We have no interest in satisfying the desires of day traders. I couldn't care less. Please sell our stock and don't buy it," end quote. After a follow-up from the analyst, Elon added, quote, "I think that if people are concerned about volatility, they should definitely not buy our stock. I'm not here to convince you to buy our stock. Do not buy it if volatility is scary." There you go, end quote. So I think that's great advice, and I'm sure given the opportunity, Elon Musk would reiterate that statement today. Now, the best way to work through that volatility, to me, is to be well-informed and to have conviction in your long-term view. For being informed, well, that's really what this channel has been all about since the start. I said last week, I think on a live stream, that I kind of view the podcast as sort of holding the audience's hand throughout this journey, because even though this is Tesla Daily, I don't care about these short-term price movements. But holding a stock is hard. It's extremely hard. That's a decision that you have to make every single day. And making that decision requires answering all those different questions that we talked about at the beginning. Doing that requires conviction. That one I can't necessarily help out as much on, and I don't really want to. That's for everyone to determine for themselves. But for me, because I've had such a high conviction and continue to have a high conviction in where Tesla is going to end up in the future, it makes the day-to-day price movements of the stock almost entirely irrelevant. The way that I think about my Tesla position, the way that I've really always thought about my Tesla position, is in number of shares, not what that number of shares happens to be worth today, because again, I have that high conviction of what it's going to be worth in the future. For example, let's say you've got 10 shares of Tesla, you're really confident that in 5 to 10 years, Tesla will be worth somewhere around $3,000 per share. Not my price target, just an example, but then your position would be worth $30,000 in that period of time, Whether today it's worth $7,000 or $8,000 or $3,000 or $12,000, it doesn't matter. As long as you still believe Tesla is on track for that $3,000 per share in your time frame, your future position is still worth that same $30,000. So some institutional investor might sell, the stock might go down 10%, you might quote-unquote lose $1,000 on your position today from that, but is that going to change Tesla's path? Not at all. If you start to think of your position as the total amount of shares that you own in this company that you think is going to be worth X amount of dollars in the future, rather than judging their value based on how other people are judging their value, then that volatility-induced anxiety just starts to fade away, and today's prices only matter because they represent the price that you can add to your position at. Then you can start thinking of, okay, if Tesla's going to be $3,000 in the future, every $700, $800, $900 I put in now is $3,000 then. Again, just example numbers there, and if you don't have that high conviction about Tesla being at a certain price in the future, then adjust your investment accordingly. But for me, this is how I think about my investment. This is how I've been able to hold on to my investment through this incredible run-up, because for many years now, I've viewed Tesla as having a clear path to a $1 trillion valuation, and as things have matured and Tesla has become stronger as a company, I see a clear path to a multi-trillion-dollar valuation. So while sometimes, sure, it can be tempting to try to sell at the top and then grow your position when the share price falls, it's a dangerous position to be in, it's a psychologically challenging position to be in, and if the stock starts running away from you, as it has from many investors over the last year, it can be very difficult to know when the time is to bite the bullet and re-enter at a higher price. Then you run the risk of just sitting on the sidelines until the price is in this whole new tier and it'll never come back down to where you sold it at. I'd rather hold on to those shares that I think are going to be worth some certain amount in the future, sit through a 50% drop, a 70% drop, whatever ends up happening, than trying to time the market and letting the stock run away from me and just completely losing this opportunity that I had high conviction in. So hopefully that's helpful to some people. Again, it's not advice. You need to have that conviction for yourself. You need to understand your own financial circumstances. You need to understand your time horizon, your other opportunities. These are not things that I can do for you. I'm not a financial advisor, but hopefully sharing my thought process about my own investment strategy can help people formulate their own. All right, with those thoughts out of the way, just a couple of things to share on Tesla news today. First of which, this did impact the stock, I think, throughout the course of the day, was Cathie Wood's appearance on CNBC this afternoon. No surprise to anybody here, but ARK Invest is still bullish on Tesla. She said, quote, "Our confidence in Tesla has grown as we've done research on what ride-sharing potentially could add. It could limit the risks significantly. It's a much more profitable business than electric vehicles. Even though there is some debate at Tesla whether or not they should launch a human-driven ride-hailing network, it would be a very good bridge, we think, to their autonomous strategy, and we think they will decide to do that," end quote. So ARK has been on that line of thought for a long time. I think it would do good things for the stock price. It's personally not something that I really care all that much about because I think it will be a very short-lived period of time where Tesla would be having human drivers. And I definitely think that's how Elon thinks about it. So it's probably just not a big priority for him. It's not something I would mind seeing. It's just that, again, from that long-term perspective, not something that I think is all that important. What I do strongly agree with Cathie Wood on here is her comments on artificial intelligence and the data that Tesla has. She said, quote, "As time goes on and we learn about their artificial intelligence expertise, the 30 billion miles they have collected of real-world driving data, no one comes close. I think Google might be at 30 million compared to 30 billion, and we know that in the AI world, and autonomous is AI, that the company with the most data and the best quality data will win," end quote. So always good to hear from ARK Invest, though not really sure why it would impact the stock at all, as it seemed to today. I think their position is pretty well known. But on a similar line of thought, Ron Barron is scheduled to appear on CNBC tomorrow morning. That's set for 7 a.m. Eastern Time or 12 p.m. UTC. All right, last couple of things here. Today, Sandy Monroe did an interview on the Meet Kevin YouTube channel. They talked about Tesla's positioning versus competitors. Sandy Monroe was, of course, very complimentary of Elon Musk, but the most interesting part here was Kevin asking Sandy Monroe about the Apple car and if Apple has a chance. Sandy Monroe kind of paused, laughed, and said, quote, "I can't talk about that," end quote. I thought that was pretty interesting. Seems like Monroe has some sort of non-disclosure agreement relating to the Apple car, whether that's with Apple or a supplier, who knows. But I think it does add a little bit more heat to those rumors, but I think at this point it's pretty clear that Apple is exploring the concept. It's more of a question of how and if they continue down that path. I have to admit, I couldn't watch the full interview, so if anyone else saw anything interesting, let me know. I did catch that Sandy Monroe made some comments on Lucid, basically saying, yeah, they've made a lot of promises, he's heard good things, but they haven't gotten their hands on a vehicle, and until they do that, none of it really means anything to Monroe. Lastly, today we have a sighting in the wild of the refreshed Model S. This was posted on Reddit by user CJH6793. though it sounds like it was originally shared on the Tesla Owners Club of Michigan Facebook group by one of their users there named Tom. So thanks to Tom for capturing these. But here we can see in this particular vehicle, which does appear to be a test vehicle from Tesla, based on some exposed wiring in the center console, this does not have the yoke steering wheel, so it's being tested here with a regular steering wheel, which we have talked about. Remember those images that showed up as alternative images in the code of Tesla's website, showing the refresh with a more traditional steering wheel. So that's what we see in this test vehicle. The original poster said that the service center staff that they talked to there said that the yoke steering wheel was an option. Now, there's no guarantee that's accurate, but that is what was said. Anyway, even with the traditional steering wheel here, there don't appear to be any stocks, and you can kind of see fingerprint marks right around the scroll wheels, indicating that there are some touch sensor buttons in that area. Hopefully it won't be too long now before we start to see the actual production vehicles out in the wild and delivered to customers. Anyway, that is where we'll leave it for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, February 18th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.